This week, Michigan became the third state to ban affirmative action in the public arena based on race, gender, and ethnic status. It follows California and Washington. Michigan voters passed the initiative by a wide margin. Now the University of Michigan is taking a defiant stance, promising a challenge in the courts. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
The morning after Election Day, a large crowd greeted University of Michigan President Mary Sue Coleman for her speech about Proposal 2, an initiative that sought to ban affirmative action programs in the state. One might think Coleman had single-handedly convinced voters to reject the proposal, but in fact it had passed by a large margin. Coleman was undaunted.
I will immediately begin exploring the potential for a legal challenge to this initiative.
State leaders from the governor to Big Three auto executives had urged defeat for Proposal 2, so its landslide win was a surprise to many. After all, the University of Michigan had mounted a successful multi-million-dollar defense of affirmative action before the Supreme Court. But that achievement cast barely a ripple in the deep current of resentment of racial preferences.
The people of Michigan have spoken.
Jennifer Gratz was a rejected white applicant to the University of Michigan. After losing her lawsuit challenging the university's admissions policy, she became head of Proposal 2. Gratz says she never lost faith that Michigan voters would banish racial and gender preferences from the public arena.
I had said all along that I believed that once people got into the voting booth, read the language, that it's a simple issue.
Figuring out the proposal's effects will not be so simple, says Carrie Moss, who heads the Michigan ACLU. She worries that some perfectly legal programs may close over fears of being sued. Her office began receiving a barrage of calls early on Wednesday morning.
The first phone call I received was from a woman who runs a special program as a nonprofit to give for girls in math and science, fourth and fifth grade girls, and she wanted to know if she needed to shut it down.
While the ACLU tries to limit the scope of the proposal, the University of Michigan will challenge its legality. That could be an uphill fight. Terrence Pell heads the Washington law firm that helped Jennifer Gratz sue the U of M. Pell says even the Ninth Circuit, the most liberal appeals court in the country, could find no way to overturn the voters' will on affirmative action in California. He says the most Michigan opponents can do is stall.
These legal cases are really part of a bigger political strategy that's designed to cast doubt on what the voters did and to suggest that it's complicated and it will take many years and that if it happens at all, it will be on the University of Michigan's terms rather than the voters' terms.
The first legal challenge to Proposal 2 was filed by a student activist group the day after the election. Meanwhile, Jennifer Gratz says calls are pouring in from people in other states eager to replicate Michigan's race preferences ban. Gratz tells them, if it can be done in Michigan, it can be done anywhere. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.